This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/givetech.
Countless brands today rely on social media to promote their business. But what happens when, well, you know, Twitter? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been a little over 2 months since Elon Musk closed his $44 billion deal to acquire Twitter, and it's been quite the 2 months. Leaks and layoffs and Kanye, and that day everyone thought Twitter was going to shut down, but then it didn't. With reports of hate speech on the platform rising, many brands are eyeing Twitter cautiously, with companies like General Motors and General Mills both suspending their Twitter advertising. But there's a larger, deeper question brands are confronting. Should they even be on Twitter in the first place? Marketplace reporter Matt Levin spoke to some of the professionals navigating that big question, the social media managers for brands who actually rely on sites like Twitter to drive business.
Yalitza Jean Charles really didn't put that much thought into one of the most successful marketing campaigns she's ever launched.
I was just hanging out on my air mattress in my new apartment waiting for furniture, and I just sent this tweet out.
Jean Charles is the 28-year-old founder of Healthy Roots Dolls. It makes dolls designed to give young Black girls a toy that looks more like them. While waiting for her real bed to arrive, Jean Charles tweeted side-by-side photos of her headshot and one of her dolls. The doll's curly hair looked just like hers. She captioned the tweet, "The founder, the product," a twist on a popular meme.
I think I went about my business that day and I was like, why is my phone blowing up?
The tweet got more than 815,000 likes and 107,000 retweets. And from there,
we got featured in the Oprah magazine. We got a Forbes feature and a Target buyer reached out. We ended up getting into Target the next year.
Jean Charles now spends about 9 hours a day on social media. During weekly meetings with her marketing team, Twitter gets its own devoted conversation. Actually, since Elon Musk took over, those conversations about Twitter are now daily. They talk about what they see other brands talking about.
So are we tweeting today? Do we just keep talking? Because not only is all this negative energy going on Twitter, but it's also Q4, which is when a lot of businesses are expecting to perform. And so it's like, what do we do?
Musk-era Twitter is putting brands in a tough spot. If you leave the platform because you think he's emboldening hate speech, you abandon an audience you've spent lots of time and resources building, says Stacy Smolin-Schwartz at Rutgers Business School. But if you stay, there's this possibility.
You know, a white extremist post is happening next to my post for Oreos and someone takes a screenshot of that and it looks like I'm endorsing that. That's bad.
That does sound bad. Alex Birch decided the risk was just too high for his company to keep tweeting.
We felt that what was happening on Twitter, hateful things, we felt we could not participate.
Birch is the chief operating officer of Playbill, the Broadway theater magazine. Playbill publicly announced it would stop tweeting a few weeks after Musk's takeover. Playbill's Twitter account had more than 400,000 followers and accounted for more than 100,000 visitors to its website every month. But in the theater community that Playbill caters to, getting off Twitter had an upside.
We have honestly gotten just applause.
Playbill's decision is the exception, not the rule. While some brands have stopped advertising, most are staying on the platform. Because while certain people on the left have threatened mass exodus, the overall audience can't seem to quit.
They may be leaving Twitter in moments in their soul, but based on the data, that is not what we are seeing.
Tanya Yuki tracks brands' use of digital media at the analytics company Comscore. Among those brands, tweets are down about 2-3% since the Musk takeover. But engagement, retweets, quote tweets, likes, that's up about the same amount.
You know, usually when you see a platform in trouble, you'll see more posting and then less interaction per piece of creative. So this is actually really healthy.
But for brands that have long struggled with nailing that delicately cheeky Twitter tone, must maybe the final straw.
You know, it's sort of like at some point when you're in a party and people are all deep in conversation with another and you're walking in and you're trying to break into it, and it gets harder and harder as the evening progresses, right?
Yalitza Jean Charles says she's still enjoying the party. She and Healthy Roots Dolls are staying on Twitter. The reach is just too valuable, and she says she really hasn't seen anything too upsetting in her feeds yet. But she does draw a line at one new feature, paying $8 a month for the privilege of that blue verified checkmark. She says it's always felt kind of elitist, and now...
I don't want people to think that I support the new management and the way that they've approached the platform and the actions that they're taking.
Of course, if Twitter ultimately follows the path of MySpace or Friendster, brands can still turn to Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. You know, those other social media platforms that have never caused divisiveness or misinformation or groupthink or really any other problems whatsoever. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Rosie Hughes produced today's episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.